Breezy 101, it's the breakfast show on your radio on a Wednesday morning, July 21st, and it is time for Minute with the Mayor with Kosciuszko Mayor Tim. Kyle, we had another alderman meeting last night, so Mayor, thanks for being on, and this is your second one, so once again, we'll be asking you how are things going for you, your first month on the job?
Well, thanks, Brett. It's been fine. Little adjustment, you know, different pace, but so far, everything's been going well.
Yeah, and last night you had a start off with another rezoning hearing. It was scheduled for the last one, but didn't take place at the last meeting. But this one started out over on Burdine Road.
That is correct. Spoke with the property owner there. We decided not to rezone that area. He was requesting of R2 to R4. That area also has several mobile homes already in that area, so we just decided to grant him a variance and let him replace the home that he has there with a manufactured home.
And then a couple of unclean properties. We talked last time about how, you know, the city's going to be going ward to ward to clean those things up. But then first order of new business was swearing in some officials, and you got to do that last night.
I did. Just part of the things you have to do when you have a new administration. We swore in our Scott Pickle as our judge, Jason White as our city attorney, Michelle as our city clerk, and then, of course, police chief, Mr. Harvard Dew.
And next up was bids for some surplus equipment. I think it was for a tractor.
Yes, this is some old equipment. Hasn't ran in years. It's just basically a bunch of old equipment we're trying to move on. Still several pieces of equipment there. No bids were placed on, so we'll probably just scrap those.
Yep. And next is something pretty cool, a grant for Hugh Ellard Park. You had to adopt a resolution for that and then open a bank account because you got a lot of money.
That's right. This money is to be spent at Jason Isles Park. Hugh Ellard Park. We got $1 million, and that came from the state. We are in the process of looking at maybe getting other funds to totally redo the park. When we do it, instead of piecemealing this, it's a process we're going through. But this money will be spent. I think we have to July of 23 to spend these funds. So we've got to get started on this. Plans, a lot of things going on in the park that we hope to be a great improvement. Our park, over the years, maybe 10 years ago, we had one of the nicest parks in the area. If you go around, a lot of the guys that play baseball that travel to different cities, those parks now have passed ours, and we really need a facelift, and that's what we're working towards.
Yeah, and another thing that you kind of spoke about in the comments last night, and I talked to Darren about earlier this week, was we had a tournament a few weeks ago, right?
And that's correct.
And folks were coming in, and you know they need to find out how they're gonna, you know, get to a restaurant or something like that. So Darren is working on a little something really, really cool for the park system.
That is correct, Britt. I was at Walmart the night we were having the tournament at our parks. Spoke to several of the families there that were in town, and some of those people were saying, man, we just ate at a gas station, spent $60 and really didn't get much. And I was telling them different parts of our community and different restaurants and stuff they could go to and where to go, and they just didn't know. So I had talked to Todd Abels, our park director, and told him, you know, we need to get that information out, especially when we're having tournaments, you know, maybe a list of restaurants, hotels, you know, different things in our community that people could enjoy, and just necessities. So I talked to Darren at a KAP meeting earlier this week and was telling him the need for that. And he came up with the idea, say, hey, we could do a QR code, make a sign. And if somebody doesn't know what a QR code is, it's a little funny looking thing. You can take your phone, take a picture of it.
Looks like a barcode, but a square.
Exactly. And it will give you information. So he has just about already got that together. And actually, after the meeting last night, we were talking about that, placing those in the park. Anybody visiting your community, you know, especially at a ball field or something, can go up, take a picture of that. It lists every restaurant, hotels, different other things in our community. Plus, we're thinking about putting this at the visitor center, which thousands of people visit that. And a lot of people, you know, are looking for places to eat. Walmart just just different things there that would, you know, would direct people to different locations in our community.
Yeah, and a lot of restaurants, if you've been to a restaurant or anywhere now, that's what they do for their menu. They just have the QR code, and you just put your phone up to it, and it brings the menu up on your phone.
You know? That's exactly right. You know, when I spoke to Todd about, you know, paper, you know, people might look at that, but they're going to trash it.
Yeah,
you know, this, it's on your phone. Who doesn't use phone? I mean, anybody, small kids on up.
Yeah, people are on their phones all the time these days. And like you said, that's a really cool thing that, you know, could be coming in the future. We're speaking with Tim Kyle on a minute with the mayor. And after that, it was some police cars, buying some police cars. And I think we've done this a few times where you get like three police cars for the price of two or something along those lines, right?
That's correct. That's some USDA grant funds that we've had. But the problem we've had is just finding the cars.
Yeah.
This has been an ongoing process. Almost a year, seems like, and we finally found two cars, and the police chief was able to acquire those yesterday.
And next, you just some costs on the unclean properties, you know, just assessing the money to the taxes on those properties, and then a couple of employment things, accept some resignations, and then approve some new employees.
That's correct. We had three resignations, a couple of those in the police department, one in solid waste, and then we approved several other new employees, a couple for solid waste, a couple for cemetery, and then one for 911.
Yep. And that was it when it came to the business on the schedule agenda. But after sort of towards the end, he started talking about things going on at Northside Park, and, you know, with the playground equipment had burned down. There was talk about maybe, you know, shutting off some hours and things like that, but that got tabled for another time. So as far as the park situation goes, what can you talk about that?
Well, that investigation on that equipment being burned is still under investigation. The request of Alderman Daniels a couple of weeks ago, he spoke about, look, we need to put a gate over there or something. Let's close this park, you know, during the night or whatever till this investigation is completed. Alderman Daniels and I are actually going to meet later on this morning and discuss what the future looks like for there, and, you know, what we're going to do about the park, or if we are. So, you know, that's still kind of up in the air right now.
Yep. All right. Well, that's all we had on my agenda, unless there's anything else that you had before we had to get out of here this morning.
No, not at all, Brick. I appreciate you having me this morning.
All right. Thanks, Tim. We'll see you next month. That's a minute with the mayor. Breezy.